From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The death toll among NATO forces in Afghanistan is getting higher in a month that's already considered one of the deadliest since the start of the war. An American and three Australian commandos were killed in the southern Afghan province of Kandahar today, or rather overnight, when their helicopter crashed. Several Australian troops were hurt. The Taliban claims its militants shot down the aircraft, but NATO and Australian officials say there's no evidence it was brought down by hostile fire. The Associated Press reports at least 62 foreign troops, including 41 Americans, have been killed in Afghanistan this month. The U.S. Supreme Court is preserving the government's most important legal tool in fighting terrorism. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the challenge to the material support statute.
The High Court voted 6-3 to keep the material support law in place. The statute bars people from giving training and advice to terrorist groups, even if it takes the form of money for food and medicine. The case involved the Humanitarian Law Project, which advised a group in Turkey that was later branded a terrorist organization. The Law Project said the government violated its First Amendment rights of speech and association. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote the majority opinion. He says the government deserves a lot of leeway to protect national security. But the court's majority left open the possibility the law could go too far in other cases. Justice Stephen Breyer and two others on the court dissented. They said the government didn't provide any evidence and that the law turns political speech into a crime. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is announcing new federal support for programs that encourage fathers to take more responsibility for their children. We have more on this from NPR's Scott Horsley.
Returning to a theme he's highlighted on the last two Father's Days, President Obama stressed that young people do better when they have a father figure to look up to. While government cannot legislate good parenting, he said, it can make it easier for fathers to live up to their responsibilities.
We can all agree. We've got too many mothers out there forced to do everything all by themselves. They're doing a heroic job, often under trying circumstances. They deserve a lot of credit for that, but they shouldn't have to do it alone.
The president's own father left his family when he was 2 years old. His administration's working with sports figures, the National PTA, and other organizations to encourage responsible fathering and reconnect absent dads with their families. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Lakers fans are celebrating in downtown Los Angeles, where a parade was underway to hail the Lakers' win over the Boston Celtics in Game 7 at the Staples Center. It's a basketball team's 16th championship title. Organizers were expecting some 2 million people to turn out. Last check on Wall Street, Dow is up 47 points at 10,497. This is NPR. A police officer has been killed in a shootout that left three dead, including the son of the Dallas police chief. From Dallas, Wade Goodwin has details.
Lancaster police officer Craig Shaw responded to a domestic disturbance call at a local apartment complex. Shaw and other police officers took incoming gunfire as they arrived. Shaw was shot and killed, and police returned fire, killing Shaw's assailant. 23-year-old Jeremy McMillan was killed, as well as 27-year-old David Brown Jr., son of Dallas Police Chief David Brown. Brown Jr. was convicted of a misdemeanor years ago for selling a small amount of marijuana, but Chief Brown had publicly praised his son for turning himself around since that 2003 conviction. 37-year-old Craig Shaw, the first Lancaster policeman ever to be killed in the line of duty, leaves behind a 13-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
At least three peacekeepers in Darfur are dead after an hour-long firefight in Sudan's war-torn region. Nationalities have not yet been confirmed, but that area is patrolled by the Rwandan military. At least 27 peacekeepers have been killed since the UN African Union force deployed in Darfur in 2008. Shares of BP are again down sharply. They dropped 4% in London at one point following news of trouble between the oil company and one of its partners over who should pay for the damage from the Gulf oil spill. This week, Anadarko accused BP of gross negligence in operating the drilling rig that exploded in April, killing 11 workers. This is NPR News.